something about Mary Titus to us.
So my name is Mary Louise, and I'm from England, and I'm 25 years old. And just to talk about how Our Lady has really held and kept my family over the years, and me where I am now. So when I was growing up in a large Catholic family, we always made sure to say the rosary every night, and we always consecrated ourselves to Our Lady and Our Lord every day as part of our kind of routine. And we always believed in the saying that the family that prays together stays together. And then when I was about 16 onwards, we had some tough times, like my dad left, and a few years after that, my brother was killed in a motorbike accident. However, so in some ways you could say, oh, the family disintegrated. That wasn't true. Because actually our family have stayed strong, and Our Lady has kept her promises. She's really kind of looked after us. And it's quite funny because I now work for Youth 2000, and we used to go along to Youth 2000 festivals when we were growing up. And actually, even more so when my dad left, as a way of just kind of hanging on to Jesus through our Blessed Lady. And I remember I borrowed my mum's sleeping bag and I lost it. I left it behind, and it was a really nice one, and she's really quite annoyed with me. And I recently found out the other day that that sleeping bag is still in Youth 2000's possession, and it covers up the statue of Our Lady. It keeps her warm in between retreats. And it's no surprise that she's brought me back here to work for Youth 2000 and living in a presbytery called St. Mary of the Angels. So yeah, thank you, Our Lady.